We're talking all things Hattiesburg and the Pine Belt. You're tuned in to 9 a.m. edition with Michael Mergens on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3.
Tuesday, July 9th, it is 9:06 in another edition of 9 a.m. edition. Coming up this hour, since it's Tuesday, it's the PRCC Wildcat Radio Show. Chuck Abity in studio, and his guest today, Alex Kennedy, Assistant Director of Marketing and Communications at PRCC. Of course, the new school year just around the corner. I'm going to talk about how enrollment is going, and as well as how you can take some campus tours. Of course, that's where we put a focus on Pearl River Community College. Just a moment, you'll be talking to Michelle Scoggin, pharmacist and owner at Freedom Pharmacy. Got some really, really great info involving vitamin C, which I know it's summertime. We don't think about vitamin C unless we're sick, but we're going to find out why we need to have vitamin C in our daily routine every day. But first, I want to thank our show sponsor, Magnolia Coffee, located just a few doors down from our studios here in the Liberty Center Shopping Center on Old Highway 11. Open Monday through Saturday, summer hours, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Sundays, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Today, I tried the Blueberry Lemonade Lotus. Pretty good. I usually don't do sweet stuff in the morning, but actually, this, since it's been just so hot, as soon as you go outside, it feels like it's 100 degrees, and I'm out at 5 a.m. with a dog just sweating. It tastes like summer. Of course, they also have flavored coffee drinks as well as smoothies. Plus, they also offer catering. So if you need drinks, pastries for your office, meetings, church group, or family gathering, they've got you covered. Just give them a call at 601-602-1114. You can find them on Facebook at Magnolia Coffee HB. You can also order online at magnoliacoffee.net. We appreciate them sponsoring today's 9 a.m. edition. As I mentioned, my first guest, pharmacist and owner of Freedom Pharmacy, Michelle Scoggin. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Michael. It's great to be back.
Already off the air, you opened up my eyes with the reality, and we're talking about, with me, and it's typical for most, especially with men, middle age, you start thinking, overthinking a lot of times, mm-hmm. but the realities of what we're taking in with our daily diets, the things that we need. And I've been very hypersensitive to the realities of vitamins and what I'm lacking. What I used to drink milk all the time, vitamin D, never thought about it. 40 came around, now I'm lactose intolerant, and I realized I'm not taking in as much vitamin D as I probably should. The other one is vitamin C. Mm-hmm. You brought that up, and I'm thinking it's summer. We talk about vitamin C, the height of cold season, and that's when everyone jumps on that to prevent sickness. But vitamin C is actually something that we need to make sure we're getting enough of every day because it goes beyond immune health.
Right, right. And I'm excited to be talking about this. It's just a simple vitamin that I just feel like we kind of overlook, and it gets marginalized, and we only use it during like cold and flu season because it is so very valuable. But Linus Pauling is a two-time Nobel Prize winner that just kind of made this just really big in the 70s, and it's just escalated from there. There have been so many studies, so much research, and just so thankful that we have all of that information now. But I just believe that we have just poorly promoted the importance of how much our bodies truly need of this vitamin and what all it could do. So I would just love to just take the time to just rattle a bunch of things off, if that's okay.
Yeah, and there's quite a few, actually a lot mm-hmm. of these in just prevention of illness.
Yes.
Heart disease, diabetes, cancers, everything that everybody's looking for mm-hmm. in just easy, quick fixes, or they're taking medications and that, and a lot, we've kind of known this forever, but mm-hmm. as a society, we've gotten away from it because we have an industry that is focused on health.
Correct.
But the reality is, a lot of the answers for a lot of our issues and ailments have been right in front of us the whole time.
Correct.
And one of those, because favorite fruit, oranges. Mm-hmm. And we kind of joked off air. Most people think, well, scurvy. And of course, that's one thing, mm-hmm. but it goes beyond that. And some of these are just, you really need to listen to this because it's really eye opening.
Yeah, it's exciting. So literally, vitamin C is just a major, major antioxidant. It is magical at removing free radicals. These are molecules that occur naturally in our body that just literally just wreak havoc and damage our cells. And this happens every day. And just with things that we are just so inundated with that we just don't even realize how desperately we need this critical vitamin. So it is also crucial for heart health. And this is a big thing that we don't relate vitamin C with heart health, you know, as much as I feel like that we should. You know, again, it's all about immunity. It's all about helping with when you have a cold, flus, infection, cough. I mean, and it is magical for that. But for heart health, it protects our valves, our arteries, our capillaries, which ensure all of the adequate blood supply to the heart. It is a natural cholesterol reducer.
Really?
Yeah, it even works like a weak statin drug, which is amazing to help lower your LDL and your triglyceride levels. It also helps to lower a thing called CRP. You can get a blood test for this. Mm-hmm. I highly encourage you to get a blood test for this. And that's called C-reactive protein. This is a very strong cardiovascular marker. It shows cardiovascular risk if your level is high. Good thing is we can lower it. And so when you get this blood test and if you find that's a little high, we can lower this with vitamin C, even some B12 and folate. And it's very important to lower this because it's also a very damaging inflammatory marker, which can also cause issues with the brain and other diseases in that category. But right now we're just focusing on the heart health. But those who are diabetic, if they are overweight, those are the ones that are really at risk for heart disease. So it's very, very important and crucial for them to have high doses of vitamin C. But again, back to our immune system, it boosts our immune system to infections and especially even cancer. So high doses of oral vitamin C and vitamin C infusions as well have been documented for helping to heal the body. A doctor, Dr. Isaac Elias, I believe I'm pronouncing that right. It's E-L-I-A-Z. He is the creator of something called Pectisol C modified citrus pectin. It's a long word, but it's basically just like citrus rind that has been extracted and put in capsule and powder form. And it is just extremely, extremely healing. It's pricey. Yeah. So if anybody just wants to do some research, and if they're interested in that, I'm happy to extend a discount for the listeners, you know, for this and to help work with those, you know, people that are interested in learning more about this. You can call the store, come by, we can ship, whatever. But he has a website, if you have a pencil, and it's www.drelaz.com. You can get more information. And I noticed this recently when I just went there that he is even offering a free webinar right now. It starts today and it goes through the 15th, and it's just daily information about the importance of vitamin C. So anyone that knows anyone that has cancer or struggling from cancer or just severe infections, vitamin C is necessary to help with wounds and burns and healing and scars at high doses. So there's such a vast level that vitamin C can help with. So I highly encourage you to just research him. There's so many more doctors too that I'm happy to share. But something that's really neat that I found out also is that vitamin C neutralizes things called nitrates and nitrites.
Okay.
These are dangerous things that are found in a lot of our fast food things that we do, especially in the summer, like hot dogs and sandwich meats. I mean, everybody's at the ballparks, you know, picking up, you know, hot dogs and just fast things because we're always on the go. But these things are very dangerous in causing cancer.
Right.
And, you know, just you hear about leukemias, but all types of cancers. So just squeeze some lemons in some water and drink that water if you have to eat that hot dog. I would advise you not to eat the hot dog or,
right,
you know, the processed meats or the pork that have the nitrates and nitrites. Try to find your bacon and all your pork that's free of that, please just read your labels. It's so important. Read the labels, read the other ingredients. So avoid those at all costs. But if you have to, try to get some vitamin C either in some packets or just your natural fruits to eat with that to help to neutralize that.
And that's the one thing that I was interested in is when you think about taking vitamin C or any vitamins, a lot of times, and we've talked about some of the over-counter vitamin, multivitamins have a lot of extra stuff mm-hmm. that kind of counteracts why you're taking it, mm-hmm. aren't beneficial to you. But when it comes to vitamin C, you even mentioned emergency, stuff like that, just putting in your water, having, of course, the hydration craze right now, everyone's got their huge water jugs drinking throughout the day. Throw some vitamin C powder in there and just sip on it throughout the day. And that's good for you.
It's huge because your body can only absorb so much vitamin C at a time. Mm. And so by putting high doses of it in water and sipping it throughout the day, you're going to get far more absorption than if you just take a whole bunch at one time. Taking large doses of vitamin C at one time can cause even a little bit of abdominal cramping, but can also cause some loose stools, which is also, you know, cleansing, but we just don't want that to happen when we're like on the go.
Most of the time we don't have time to deal with that.
No, we don't have time to deal with that. So let's just take it in small doses and just sip it over time. And so vitamin C is absorbed best on an empty stomach. And so just sipping it throughout the day in your water is going to be ideal in getting it the most.
We're up against the break. We're going to continue our conversation with Michelle Scoggin, pharmacist and owner of Freedom Pharmacy, 3902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Their website, freedompharmacyms.com. Stay with us as 9 a.m. edition continues on Supertalk Hattiesburg 97.3.
Edition Super Talk Hattiesburg
97.3. Coming up 9:36, PRCC Wildcat Radio Show. Chuck Abney in studio, and his guest today, Alex Kennedy, Assistant Director of Marketing and Communications at PRCC. Of course, that's where we put a focus on Pearl River Community College every Tuesday at 9:36. Continue our conversation right now with Michelle Scoggin, pharmacist and owner of Freedom Pharmacy, located at 3902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Their website, freedompharmacyms.com. You can also give them a call at 601-450-6979. We're talking about vitamin C. That was a lot, but basically everybody should make sure they have plenty of vitamin C in their diet because it goes beyond just that immune health, but overall health. So off air, I mentioned, well, now I'm going to have to get some emergency, start taking that, but in my situation, this is what I like about Freedom Pharmacy. You should talk to the pharmacist. And I don't want to take credit for this, but this is something I've been harking on this program for years. Mm-hmm. Going to see your doctor is important. They prescribe you medications or tell you you need to take this vitamin. And that's usually where it ends, which that's just how it is. Our doctors are busy, heavy patient loads. I get that. That's where a pharmacist comes in handy because you are around this, you're doing the research, and you want to answer questions. You want to talk to people. You want people to ask those questions.
Yes.
Back in October, talking to my mother. She's a cancer survivor, multiple different cancers. She's in her 80s now. Side effects of all these different medications because she's seeing different doctors. Mm-hmm. And I started talking to her about, well, how many pharmacists do you have? And she lives in central Illinois, so there's a local pharmacist there, and then she's seeing specialists in St. Louis, so it's just convenient. Go see the specialist, then there's a pharmacy across the street. I encouraged her, find a local pharmacist that you trust and that you can talk to. And she's like, well, they're busy. It's like, no. It's that mentality. I don't want to bother them. Ask questions.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times, especially if you're going to the same pharmacist, they've got the list of everything you're taking, so they know, and you're going to be able to point out, well, okay, there are side effects with these two medications being taken at the same time, various things, but if you're feeling side effects, you're feeling bad, which we take medications to hopefully help us feel better, ask those questions.
Please.
And I'm hoping that's what she's doing, because she said, well, I'm going to do that. That makes sense. But especially when it even comes to just vitamins, we know we need them.
Right.
A lot of the over-the-counter multivitamins have a lot of extra stuff in them a lot of times, fillers that you don't need. But everyone's case, everyone's situation is different.
Right.
So here I'm mid-40s, used to tan extensively for whatever reason. I look back like, what was I thinking?
Right.
I prefer being pale now because knowing that I have to see a dermatologist once a year now just to get checked out. Heart disease in my family, and yet I stay active for the most part. But my situation is going to be a little different than someone else's, so I need to have something specifically for me. That's where you come in,
right.
And you can figure out exactly what somebody needs to kind of, so you don't get those bad side effects, and you're getting all the benefits that you can from your vitamins as well as medications.
Right. Well, just even vitamin C. Vitamin C helps us with our collagen production. It also helps to get rid of those brown spots on our skin. So vitamin C is very anti-aging because it helps to nourish the skin and repair damage. And so vitamin C is extremely important. Wow. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
So anyway, we're talking about vitamin C and what depletes it. Mm-hmm. And so just one thing that's a touchy subject is that nicotine. So if you are a smoker or if you do any type of tobacco or any of the gum patches, cigars, anything that has nicotine in it, that highly depletes vitamin C. So you really need like almost four times the amount of vitamin C than a normal person because it depletes it so rapidly. So the more you smoke, the more you use that, the more vitamin C you need to help just your body to overcome all the free radical damage that's being caused. But vitamin C also protects us against cataracts. And so that's our eyes. Talk about being out in the sun, that can damage our eyes. So vitamin C is multi-level on that to help prevent against cataracts. But it also helps with iron absorption. So a lot of people that have iron deficiency anemia, by taking your iron supplement with vitamin C, that greatly helps with your iron absorption. A lot of people aren't aware of that. Low levels of vitamin C also cause weakness. You can feel tired. You get frequent infections. You know, just lots of people, especially the elderly, UTIs, you know, just, and then our kids, again, everybody that works in a high impacted situation, like if you're a nurse or a school teacher, that you're always around, you know, infections, taking your vitamin C greatly helps. Giving it to our children to fortify them. School's about to start.
Mm-hmm.
Please, let's just start introducing the vitamin C back into their system. But also, vitamin C activates brain chemicals that support positive feelings. So they activate our neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine. There have been huge studies that vitamin C has even helped to reverse and manage schizophrenia.
Wow.
So in depression. So your depressed feeling and being tired could just be due to a lack of vitamin C, something that simple. If you're super stressed, it can drain your adrenal glands. So vitamin C helps to fortify your adrenal glands, which then again gives you more energy and, you know, makes you feel better. But some signs of low vitamin C can be like bruising, the bleeding gums. You know, we talked about the scurvy, nosebleeds. If you have like dark circles under your eyes, that could be due to just the capillaries that have broken under your eyes. That could be due to a vitamin C deficiency. If you have really low levels, you can develop gallstones. So if you have people that are prone to gallstones and gallstone pain, then vitamin C can help alleviate that. But super high doses can also cause kidney stones. So we kind of need to be careful with that. But we can, if you ever need help with that, I'm happy to. This is the important thing that I want us to discuss because I'm always about the drug-induced nutrient depletion. So we've talked about that a lot over our time together. But if you consistently take aspirin or analgesics over the counter or pain medications, any of your non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, the big one, again, oral contraceptives, your menopause and have estrogen replacement therapy, if you take constant steroids, if you are on an antidepressant, they all rob you of vitamin C. Even your antidepressants lower your vitamin C, your acid blockers, your antacids, antibiotics, antivirals. So the super important when you are sick and you're on an antibiotic to take extra vitamin C, because the antibiotic, the antiviral, is lowering your vitamin C. It's just, right. See how it's just this constant battle. But when we talked about the cardiovascular situation earlier, and with your cardiovascular, a lot of people have a high blood pressure. Mm. And so one of the first lines of defense on high blood pressure is that a doctor will put them on a diuretic. Diuretics greatly deplete vitamin C. So it just becomes this vicious cycle. Mm. So again, it's super important if you're taking, like, Lasix is a big one that people are on, hydrochlorothiazide, spironolactone, your triamterene, things like that, that they will deplete your vitamin C. So just, you have to increase it. If you drink alcohol, even in moderation, you have to give your body extra vitamin C.
Yeah.
So if you're going to either have like a fun weekend, take extra vitamin C. If you do it daily, take extra vitamin C. If you drink wines that have nitrates and nitrites in them, mm-hmm. definitely take the vitamin C to neutralize those with it. So if you're even in a home that has old plumbing, that has like copper pipes, copper, you definitely need more vitamin C, really? To deal with the damage that high level of copper can do. But then there's another supplement called alpha lipoic acid, and it is magical in the fact that when you take it, it helps to basically recirculate vitamin C, so that you get just like an extra trip through the body with the vitamin C. It helps it to hang around, because vitamin C is water soluble, so it flushes out of the system quickly. But when you add alpha lipoic acid into your diet, then it helps it to stay around, and basically you get double bang for your buck on that one.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, we talked about foods that are high in vitamin C, and unfortunately a lot of those foods are also high in sugar.
Yeah.
So if you're a diabetic, you have to be really careful about the type of vitamin C you get from your food, or the foods that you eat. And so sometimes, again, supplementing it is better for you if you're trying to avoid your foods that are high in vitamin C that are also high in fructose.
Right.
And we can also talk about a whole list of the foods, but your great grades of your vitamin C would be, if it's a USP grade, if you're going to do your infusions, they usually get like sodium ascorbate, USP, vitamin C. And those are done in super high doses, anywhere from 25 to 100 grams. That would be done under the supervision of a physician. You would go to a place that specializes in that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, these doctors that have studied it, you can get some sources for that. But just like our normal daily dosage, I would just encourage everyone to get a minimum of 1,000 milligrams two or three times a day. Your body doesn't absorb that whole 1,000 milligrams. So you're really only getting about 250 at a time.
Well, again, when you came in, you said we had enough for an entire hour, and we did. That was quite a bit. But I encourage you, go by Freedom's Pharmacy and ask those questions, but to start adding vitamin C to your diet. Michelle Scoggin, pharmacist and owner of Freedom Pharmacy, thank you so much. Always great info.
Oh, Michael, thank you so much for having me.
And 9 a.m. edition, that's going to do it for today. PRCC Wildcat Radio Show's up next. Stay with us.